Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. It's about a French word, canal, which is becoming an international sign, which is pretty sad. You might have heard of Nicolas Anelka. He plays for West Bromwich Albion. He's French. He scored a goal this weekend and then did this odd salute, echoes of a Nazi salute, to celebrate his goal. Well, Nicolas Anelka may or may not have known what he was doing with this Nazi-like salute, but his great friend, the man who invented it, the French comedian Dieudonné Mbale Mbale, almost certainly does know. Dieudonné is smart, very smart. He's smart enough to invert an idea and to invent a gesture and direct them towards the same place, modern anti-Semitism. His canal inverts the Heil Hitler salute. Basically, you have a stiff right arm, but you point it downwards with the palm out, and you put your left hand over your right shoulder. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that signals what it is. It's an inverted fascist Nazi salute. But it's done in a manner allowing apologists to argue it's got nothing to do with anti-Semitism. It's simply, oh, it's just getting at the establishment. So this comedian inverts the idea, and he inverts the idea of anti-Semitism by saying that in fixating on Jews, which he does, well, he's actually the good guy. He's standing up against what he believes are the ultra-powerful Zionists and their control of the world. And this is a worldview he shares with the French National Front, and it's one which has gained popularity in France and may soon help that party to make huge gains in the May European elections. It also plays into the reasons behind the wave of attacks on Jewish people and their property in France over the past decade. Now, in recent years, Dieudonné has done this in an insidiously clever manner. In what is an increasingly post-Christian Europe, it's no good using the 1600-year-old canard that the Jews killed Christ, because that's past its sell-by date, because not enough people believe in Christianity anymore. Also dated is the, well, they keep themselves to themselves card, because Jewish emancipation has allowed people out of the ghettos and into society to play full lives as citizens. So Dieudonné instead inverts this to argue, as we heard in the 1930s, and again more recently, that a powerful Jewish lobby is now controlling the system. He's on record as having said that several times, most recently to Iranian television. Now, Dieudonné is black, and he appeals to anti-racists because if you focus on Zionists, you can point to a Jewish influence in the slave trade. You can also encourage Muslims to support you because you celebrate the Palestinian cause, and most Muslims also do that. Thus, you can support him, pretend you believe the nonsense he spouts about the canal not being anti-Semitic, and then you can move on to bask in the warm glow of the self-righteously prejudiced. Dieudonné has been convicted 7 times in French courts for incitement against Jews. He's a nationally known figure. He's very rich. To get around these strict laws on Holocaust denial, he has again used his guile. The Hebrew word for Holocaust is Shoah. The French word for pineapple is ananas. So Dieudonné talks close to the line about whether the Holocaust did or didn't happen, but he calls it the Shoah-anas. Now, this is so amusing to some people that they take photographs of themselves performing the canal salute alongside pineapples. Now, if the canal is not anti-Semitic, why then has a trend spread across Europe in which young people, usually men, pose for photos, doing the salute, in front of a variety of Jewish buildings and symbols? Can it be coincidence that these are as varied as the Auschwitz death camp, the Western Wall, the Anne Frank House, various synagogues, Jewish-owned shops, and the Holocaust Memorial in Berlin? The Harry's Place website has even turned up a photograph of a man doing the salute in front of the school in France where earlier this year a gunman killed 3 Jewish children and their teacher. So what is it about Dieudonné that has caused hundreds of people to come to the same conclusion and fixate on one idea? He can dissemble, linguistically, slip and slide, verbally duck and dive, but the people who chose their location for all those photographs you can find on the Hurry Up Harry site, they can't. Dieudonné is an activist, a provocateur, a satirist. He thrives on controversy, and he's read which way the wind is blowing, especially in France. He rails against many things in life, but time and time again returns to one theme. Why? You'd have to be stupid not to know why. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.